midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, happy Monday to you. Happy football Monday. Vic Carucci kicking it off for this week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And a good one in store. Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, will stop by. We'll get kind of an overview of the offseason for him, from him. And then we will also get what training camp is looking like. It's shaping up with camp beginning July 25th and kind of a rundown from the head coach as to how things are sort of set up. The schedule was announced last week, 4 o'clock practices, 4 to 6:30 sessions, and we'll kind of get some thoughts behind the head coach's thoughts, behind why he set things up the way he did. So we'll hear that. We will also hear from Bernie Kosar. Joins us as he usually does on Mondays and talk about the roster. Kind of want to drill into the receiver position more than anything. Not only because, in fact, not even specifically because of the Josh Gordon element to this conversation. It's more about what do the Browns have in addition to him? I mean, what is it that is going to make this receiving corps special? And I happen to think that the guy, when it's all said and done, who is going to become very interesting as the year goes on, I don't know what this will mean in terms of production specifically, but interesting is David Nelson, is the guy coming back from that knee surgery. What's that going to look like when he's out there? 6'5", interesting target. So I want to hear it from the quarterback's perspective, Kosar breaking it down on that, and then we'll talk about some other topics that have floated around the league. The Tim Tebow story doesn't really go away. That's kind of interesting, and to hear what he has to say about Bill Belichick, someone he knows quite well, making that decision to bring Tebow to New England. Still one of the big head-scratchers around the league. I mean, yeah, you could say it'll fit there or it could work there because he's not capable of disrupting that situation by being a guy who's got that larger-than-life presence and that big name and that, you know, that whole media circus thing that follows him wherever he goes. But and the biggest reason is not Belichick, but because Tom Brady's the quarterback there. And because there is no question as to what their quarterback situation is about. But really, how does he fit and what's he going to do? And I want to hear what Bernie's thoughts are in assessing the athlete that is Tebow and what he could mean to the Patriots. All right, your questions and comments, submit them to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You email us. You do all kinds of things to get to us. And Scott does this via email. He says, I was wondering when Josh Cooper is going to get a little love. He was a solid receiver at Oklahoma State, second behind Justin Blackman. With the chemistry between Brandon Weeden and Cooper, go back to their college years, I would imagine their success would carry over, Scott says. So why not give him the chance? Well, I think he gets a chance. I don't know how good a chance it is. Devon Bess being added to this football team as the slot guy is the preeminent guy for that position. That's what he was brought in to do. And I don't think there's, at least in terms of what we see up to this point and what the personnel people, decision makers assess to this point, that there is nothing in their mind that says that Cooper is a better option than Bess. I mean, that Bess is the guy and that Cooper comes into this picture as someone who is complimentary. He's had a really good offseason. I mean, there's just no question about that. He's done a nice job, an excellent job from that standpoint. What I don't know is how that will actually translate to impact and to amounts of playing time to where it's substantial enough to say that he's gonna factor in and get the love you're talking about. I mean, he gets attention, but Devon Bess is the guy that this team expects to be the difference maker in the receiving corps in general, the slot position specifically, and that, unfortunately for Cooper, is where Cooper plays. All those chemistry points you make with Whedon, they're valid. But I don't know just how much of Josh Cooper we'll end up seeing. And I'm a fan. I mean, I like the guy. I think he's a better player than he was as a rookie last year. I think he shows it in his experience, his physical conditioning. He just looks stronger. Looks like he definitely added some strength. He looks more explosive. He does a better job of getting open, and he was pretty consistent at getting open last year. But he's been impressive. But as far as the team showing him the love, Scott, that remains to be seen. All right, in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from the head coach of the Browns. Had an opportunity to sit down with him a little bit earlier today, and you'll hear from him, Rob Chudzinski. That's coming up on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Victor Ritchie with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Scream, you scream, we all scream for free ice cream. Tops, Ohio's oldest dairy, has been making your favorite ice cream for more than 100 years. Now through July 9th, get Tops Primetime Ice Cream free with each purchase of a $30 discount Drug Mart gift card and the use of your Courtesy Plus card. That's free 48 ounces of chocolate Moose Trex, Red Velvet Rush, Buckeye Bites, and many more yummy choices. Discount Drug is open every day, so stop in for free ice cream. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero, plus X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on a Football Monday with you. Browns fans unite. Reserve your seats now for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with the 3-game flex plan, including the home opener against the Dolphins or division rivals Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. And earlier today, I had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Browns. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
joined now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. And coach, let's talk first of all about the offseason and your biggest takeaways from what this team did through OTAs and through minicamp.
I was really pleased with the group. I think the biggest thing that stood out to me was that this is a hungry group. They're very accepting of coaching. They want to be good and hungry to do the things that it takes. And, you know, it's just a matter of us getting to know them and being involved on a day-to-day basis with them and pointing them in that direction.
And, of course, the news that came out right at the end of this was Josh Gordon being suspended for the first two games of the regular season for violating the league's substance policy. Now, I know under league rule, you're not allowed to comment on any of the specifics of this, but you're also not allowed to know any of those specifics, so I won't go there, but I want to ask you, what is the plan with the receivers going forward?
Well, I feel confident with the group based on what we had a chance to see in the spring. That will move forward, and you know, a guy like Devon Bess and Greg Little and Travis Benjamin, some of the things we saw out of him, and then David Nelson getting him back for training camp, and we'll move forward. And it's really no different than what you have to deal with during the course of the season in terms of, you know, guys being out and not being available for different games. I'm confident that the rest of the group will pick it up.
Were you mostly encouraged by the performance of that receiver group, Josh Gordon included, through these off-season workouts?
It's the off-season is a time for those guys to really shine. There's not a lot of contact out there, no contact to speak of, and you know, no press coverage and those types of things. So it's a definite advantage for the receivers and for the offense for those guys. And so it was good to see them. They picked things up well. It's a young group that's still learning, and the addition of Devon was great. You know, his leadership showed from right away.
And when we looked at that group catching passes, we certainly focused on the quarterbacks throwing the ball. And it looked as if, for the most part, Brandon Whedon was grasping what he needed to in this offense. But he faces a pretty serious challenge because he's learning a new scheme and he's learning it from different coaches.
Sure. That's for young quarterbacks going through, you know, him in particular having to learn two systems in 2 years. He's done a real nice job of picking those things up and being able to apply them on the field and gain a good understanding of what we're trying to do. You know, the next step will be in getting out in training camp when there's, you know, the pads are on and you know, things are going to happen a little bit quicker, and then obviously getting into the preseason games.
And as far as the quarterbacking picture goes, determining who the starter is going to be, what's the timetable on that? I know you were asked about that at minicamp. Is it more clarified now as you get closer to training camp, or how are you approaching that?
Well, the approach will be we'll have a starter by the first game, and that's the timetable that I know will happen. And in my experiences in the past, typically it plays itself out, and you're able to assess and find that out sooner. But I promise we'll have a starting quarterback name by the time our first game comes around.
You went through full installation of your offense and your defense through the offseason. Is that pretty much what's going to be in place from the types of plays you run and so forth during the course of training camp, or is there more install to go there?
We've installed most of the offense so far, and most of the defense and the special teams. What the layout of the training camp will be, will on a day-to-day basis, will feature an installation that we'll get a chance to meet in the morning on, and then walk through mid-morning, and then we'll come back, meet again, and go out in practice late afternoon, early evening, and then we'll have a chance to meet again in the evening to watch that practice.
What's your experience been with players retaining kind of what they've been fed? As you say, most of it has been put in place during these off-season workouts, and then by the time they get to training camp, there's like whatever, a six-week, something like that, gap between the last time they're on a practice field to training camp. The retention, and how do you deal with that? How much? What's your expectation of how these guys are going to retain?
Well, I expect them to. We need to come into training camp, and it can't be something where we're playing catch up from inactivity from the past. And you know, those days are over. So most of the guys will be working on and looking at their playbooks. They were able to have those when we broke. So, you know, I expect them to come in ready to go, and, you know, we're playing catch-up. We have a short time to get ready and put everything in going back to the spring, April 1st, when we first had a chance to get with the guys. So, you know, we need to – that mental part of it is going to be important.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Trent Richardson did not take part in the latter part of OTAs or minicamp, had that issue with his lower leg, and you said, and he said, that he'd be ready by the start of training camp. Are you still confident that he'll be ready to hit the field come July 25th?
Yeah, that's my expectation.
And with regard to the need to have him out there and how important it is, did he lose a lot of time, I mean, in the course of the offseason when he wasn't participating, that there's ground that he needs to make up once he's out there in training camp?
Well, just from a standpoint of being on the field and actually going through the plays and going through and the execution of those plays, he stayed into it mentally. I was pleased from that standpoint. He was really working at it. And any of the walkthroughs and those type of things that we did, he was out there and participating in those fully. So it's just a matter of, you know, him coming into camp, you know, in good condition, which is what that rest we felt like would allow him to do, and then getting out there and getting a chance to execute and go do what he's been doing his whole life, which is running the ball.
As you mentioned, the off-season workouts are really a time when receivers get to flourish because it is so much a pitch-and-catch fest. But you are trying to look at, see, and evaluate what the defenders are able to do and how much they're able to grasp a new defense. And it seemed, by and large, that for the most part, that it looked like this group was getting what they were being taught by Ray Horton and the rest of that staff. How pleased were you by how the defense functioned, at least through those drills?
Very much so. And I think overall, you talk about Ray and the whole staff, the defensive staff. You watch out there, then those guys look like they've been working together for years, and I think it's a credit to Ray and the job he's done in assimilating and getting everybody together on the same page. As far as the defense goes, I was really pleased with their understanding and the progress that they made as a group. And you talk about some guys that, you know, had to make some conversion specifically a guy like Jabal, who went from a defensive end to a stand-up outside backer, and the progress he made, and looking at Kiki Mingo and some other guys on the defense that came in as free agents as well, all coming together. So I think it was a heck of a job done by the staff, and we'll need more of that going forward in training camp. And, you know, really, training camp's the time where you start assessing and working the physical part of football. A lot of this was the mental part up till now, and now we get a chance to get out and get the pads on and go hit a little bit.
And there's some competition, right? I mean, I know we've talked about it on the offensive side, that quarterback itself is not something that you have officially nailed down. Maybe, you know, we'll see how it progresses with Brandon Whedon, but the on the offensive side of the ball, maybe that guard spot or the guard spots in general are something to look at with Jason Pinkston coming back from that blood clot. John Greco is in there. You got Sean LeBow in there. I'm thinking you seek some competition in the interior offensive line.
Yeah, we will. When we get a chance to get out there, we'll see. I think Pink going through the spring and just coming back, getting a feel for playing. He was a little bit rusty. I think this was good. So I expect all those guys full speed and full go and competing for those two spots.
And on the defensive side, the competition focus is at corner opposite the Joe Hayden spot. So seeing Buster Skrine and Leon McFadden and Chris Owens among the group competing there, safety, free safety being a spot that's competitive, and you've had Tashawn Gibson in there working with the ones through the off season, but there's some other people that Johnson Batamosi among others, and we're going to see how Jamor Slaughter comes back from his Achilles injury. And then you've got a kicking competition, both place kicker, punter, and a return competition. So there's a lot of places that your eyes are going to be focused on through the summer.
There is a lot of spots to be won, and that's where, you know, training camp is. That's a fun part of coaching and football, is seeing guys develop and, in those and put them in those spots and they'll give them the opportunities to show what they can do and then formulate a team from there.
Will it make for a different kind of atmosphere, and did it already do so through the off-season workouts when, there are fewer people, say, than a previous year who were sensing, I don't know if the word is entitlement, but certainly sensing that, hey, I got a job locked up here. There's a lot less of that going on this summer.
Well, competition is always a good thing. It makes us all better. And, the good thing that we have is a group that's supportive of each other at the same time. And, building the team concept at the same time of having a competitive environment where guys can really work, and compete with and against each other is what you're trying. And I think, we're hopefully headed along that way.
And the other thing that stood out about your camp schedule is late afternoon practices going from 4 p.m. To 6:30 on those days. And I think with the exception of maybe a couple of early orientation practices, all of these will be contact workouts under the rules of the collective bargaining agreement, the numbers that you can have to do that, like 14 or so. Why did you design it to have such later starts for practices?
As I mentioned before, the layout of the day really is designed for that particular install, for those things that we're doing and focusing on in that particular day. So in the mornings, we'll meet and install what we're going to be doing for practice. We'll go out and walk through it prior to being going out in practice, and then we'll come back and review the walkthrough and talk about any last-minute things that we'll do for practice. And then we will watch the film of practice that evening. So really each day is laid out so that it's a learning standpoint. Everything you're doing is geared towards that practice that day and then finally reviewing it afterwards.
So a factor like just keeping them out of the heat or whatever in the summer, is that thought process go into it at all?
The later afternoon is a help with that. Really, all the places I've been have different challenges in terms of that. Certainly in Cleveland, the weather's not real predictable. So, these guys are in great condition, hopefully we'll get some great days out there and great opportunities to get out where we don't get rained out or those type of things, where we can get outside and get done what we need to get done.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Vic.
Coach Rob Chudzinski joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More is coming up on ESPN 850.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Talon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, at Quaker Steak and Lube.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, save big dollars off big brands. Get $100 off, plus save an extra $50 with your Service Central credit card. That's up to $150 off. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Pirelli, Cooper, Yokohama, and Hankook. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for big dollars off big brands. up to $150 now through Sunday. $100 mail-in rebates valid on purchase of 4 select in-stock tires. Taxes and disposal fees apply. Additional $50 mail-in rebate valid on tire purchase of $399 or more before tax. Made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval. Valid 6/10/13 through 6/24/13. See store and rebate forms for complete offer details. Void where prohibited. See ntv.com for details. Save big dollars off big brands up to $150. You're ready to roll. NTB Service, Tires, and Oil.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's when I invented trinoculars. After a day on the boat, seems like the only thing I'm not good at, fishing. So I head to Bonefish Grill to get the freshest catches. My server appears with tropic heat martinis for me and my crew. Each sip of pineapple and jalapeno turns our day at sea into an epic tale told. My first mate dives into shrimp and scallop saucy, tender seafood sauteed with fresh lime and tomato. It's perfect for the season, just like my boating pants. Finally, I feast on the wood-grilled grouper, delectably fresh from the Gulf Coast. And served with mango salsa, it's even better than being called El Capitan. Well, almost.
For a limited time only, feast on all your favorites at Bonefish Grill. Our summer fresh catch has succulent lobster tail, shrimp, and scallop. Two sides and a salad, all for $19.90.
If only summer lasted all year. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
The 2013 Really Big Show Open is sold out, and we'd like to thank you, the fans, for selling it out for the second consecutive year. You can still get on a waiting list by calling Coppertop at 330-225-6122. The Really Big Show would like to thank our sponsors for the 2013 Really Big Show Open. Thanks to Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, Bob Gillingham Ford, Norhio Plumbing, A White Pond Paradise, Initially Yours, and Select Greens for helping us raise money for the Greater Cleveland Peace Officers Memorial Society.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You don't know. Vic Ritchie with you on this Football Monday. Let's go to some questions and comments and such. David, Facebook, he says, our defense is only getting better. Talk about the Browns defense. He says, now let's get the offense to score in the red zone more, and we could be a playoff contender. Yeah, I don't know if it's that simple a formula, but I'm willing to believe that the defense would be ahead of the offense, would go into the season giving the Browns their best chance for success on a game-in and game-out basis. I would go in also believing that the defense is going to force turnovers, shorten the field, do things that ultimately help the offense. Because these areas don't operate in vacuums. It is related. And how you perform offensively, if you do your analysis of what a team is about on both sides of the ball, believe me, you can get a story told on what side is stronger than the other, or and how the defense in its efforts, how it can do so much to make what might be an ordinary offense better. I think the Browns offense should also be stronger than it was, should function in the more aggressive way that we anticipate it will in the passing game. How successful that's all going to be is really uncertain. I can't say with great confidence that I know this will be a higher scoring team, or to your point, David, that it'll score more often in the red zone. I think it's built to do so, and I really think, and I'm going to get into this in a little bit with Bernie Kosar, I think the people who have been added, like David Nelson, and to go along with Devon Bess, even though Bess is a smaller guy, but I think their abilities, their various abilities to get into scoring position, to find that space in the end zone, those are going to be the kinds of things that increase scoring. And the expectation that the tight end position, that Jordan Cameron will be more of a factor there, will be more of the guy that at his best moments in this offseason, which were impressive, by the way, before he got hurt at the end of it all and was slowed a little bit by injury earlier. But they were impressive. There was a general conclusion by people that I spoke with in and out of the team who watched those practices, who believe that there was definitely more to the guy. And what he has said, what he has said publicly about understanding what his opportunity is to be the starter, to, I mean, not just the starter, but to be the difference maker, to be the impact guy. It's not about starting. He's got that. He has to now bring a lot more to the table than that, than just occupying the spot, and he really has to own it. Rick from Facebook says, okay, everyone, we're not going to the Super Bowl. That's true. Says, but I do believe we have a shot at a 10-game win season. The coaching staff alone will make this a much better team, Rick says. Plus, we got some nice pickups. Yeah, I'm not in the record-projecting mode at all. Probably, I don't know if ever, but certainly not in June, Rick. I do like your optimism. Maybe there's too much of it there. 10 wins is quite a jump for this team. You're saying they're going to double their win total, and you see it happening on the strength of a coaching staff primarily. Well, I think the coaching staff makes this team better. Is it five wins? You know, if you go on the theory that games were lost last year, close games were lost last year because of something other than the best decisions being made in play call selection and how some things were put together that way, how maybe the mechanics of a quarterback were addressed, all those points you could go back and forth on and debate and say, where did coaching leave this team a little short in some of those areas? It's possible, but I still can't come up with, even if I agree with that, I don't know that, in fact, I'm pretty sure I can't come up with five outcomes that change because of that, just because of that. You know, I think there are other factors at play. But I think that coaching will bring about improvement, particularly on offense. Brandon Whedon, what kind of quarterback he is, you know, whether you are, everyone is agreed that by the time the 2013 season ends, we'll know, or soon, much sooner than that, we'll know that there's a long-term answer in him as the starter. Again, that remains to be seen on his quality to that level. But he can be and will be, I think, a better quarterback who set rookie records and who definitely did a lot, did probably more on the plus side than he's been given credit for by far. And I think he takes forward steps. Coaching will help him take forward steps. And improvement around him will help him take forward steps. Improvement, better receiving, better play, you know, around this football team, on the running game, whatever you name it, offensive line. Coaching and just improved talent, just experienced players upping their game in many cases year two or year three, whatever it is. But for a lot of these guys, it's a Travis Benjamin playing better in year two than he did in year one, as a for instance. And it's having a true slot guy in Devon Bess, true consistent difference-making slot receiver that I think he could be. And to the question that was asked earlier by Scott earlier in the show regarding Josh Cooper and what he means to that. I mean, Josh Cooper is a better player in year two. So maybe that shows itself somehow. I don't, again, but how much he sees the field, I don't know. But I see a better Cooper than I saw a year ago by a significant amount. All right. We are going to hear next from the quarterback, from Bernie Kosar, who joins us regularly on this show being Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on a Football Monday, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and matched breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Here's another mortgage tip from Cash Call. Some lenders like to advertise lower than market rates because their salespeople know how to upsell you once you're on the phone. How do you spot this trick? First, by law, lenders must quote a rate and APR. And the bigger the gap between the rate and the APR, the more closing costs you pay. Even a 0.25% difference can mean thousands in costs. Second, some lenders will quote a super low rate, but not mention the term, hoping you'll think it's a 30-year rate, not the 10-year rate it actually is. At Cash Call, today's 30-year rate and APR is 3.875%. Simple, no closing costs and no nonsense, because our salespeople aren't that slick. So apply with Cash Call now at 877-860-CASH. And if you find a lower rate somewhere else, cancel with us at no cost or obligation. That's 877-860-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS Unique Identifier 38512.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Indians set to take on the Royals tonight. First pitch in about a half hour or so. Carlos Carrasco on the mound for the Tribe against James Shields. Also from the Indians, Corey Kluber and Jason Kipnis are going to share American League Player of the Week honors after both had sterling weeks last week. It's a travel day in the NBA Finals. Game 6 will be tomorrow night. Miami Heat will play host to the Spurs. San Antonio leading it 3-2. We'll have it here on KNR starting at 9 o'clock. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, Vic Carucci here, and it's a football Monday. And as you know, what Monday generally means to this program, the quarterback stops by for a visit. Bernie Kosar, this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Rebel Wireless Hotline, and we welcome in Bernie Kosar for his regular spot on this show. And Bernie, let's talk about the wide receivers, and not because of Josh Gordon's suspension. I know that's been hammered to death. I want to take it more in the direction of what else we can see emerge with or without Gordon in the lineup. And the thing that I keep coming back to, the thing that really gets me fired up about training camp, is watching, finally, David Nelson take the field, come back from that knee injury, knee surgery that he had, and be able to show us what a 6'5" target he could be.
Well, I think we talked last week about the really need for Greg Little, Jordan Cameron to stay healthy. There's no doubt about that. But you're seeing, and especially in Chud and North's offense, you really see the multiple formations, the multiple personnel groups, even more so today.
Right.
If you get Jordan Cameron healthy at his size, and David Nelson, who years ago I think was under Urban Meyer at the University of Florida, used him in all kinds of creative ways to really showcase his athleticism. So a guy like that, coming off an ACL injury, which years ago was a serious injury, with the upgrades and medicine and stuff, that is something now. He's had enough time pass and enough physical therapy to pass where he should be at his peak condition. So using those different personnel groupings with a guy like David Nelson, who is coming out of his fourth year from Buffalo as a free agent and coming off the ACL, being 6'5", having that athleticism, I think he was a quarterback in high school, being a little biased, but I think he'll have a good overall understanding of the game. He could be a guy that's used in different personnel groupings, in different formations, and definitely you could create some mismatches with his size and speed over some of the defensive backs.
Yeah, that's the thing that stands out when you watch tape of this guy, is there really never seems to be a good way for a defense to cover him. And he's always, regardless of the type of pattern he's running, he's always obviously utilizing not only that advantage in height, but really good body control, good jumping ability, and he runs really good routes. I mean, that's the guy that I got used to seeing in that time in Buffalo, and he was the specialist. I mean, he wasn't like their number one person, but he was their person who could do some things, especially when others were drawing coverage attention, like Stevie Johnson and so forth. So, with the Browns, the equivalent I'm thinking is, obviously, once Gordon is out there and playing, but also with Greg Little, also with Devon Best, and I'm thinking when those other people do their thing, it seems natural for David Nelson to be involved and be the guy who's open for the big play. I mean, I'm thinking especially red zone, especially goal line plays, he's going to be someone that will almost always be there as an option for Brandon Whedon to hit in the end zone.
Well, I do think the model has been set over the last few years by watching Aaron Hernandez and Kronk in New England, seeing two big, strong, fast, tight end types, receiver types, putting duress on the secondary. You almost always will find or be able to find a mismatch when you put two and three bigger tight ends and receivers out there. The defensive backs in this league just don't go across the board big enough, strong enough, and fast enough to match up when you put two or three guys in there that are 6'5", 260, running a 4.55, and that's not even counting Greg Little at 60.5. 220,
right.
Running a
4.4. Right, yeah, that's in addition to, exactly. And here's the other thing, Bernie. You can, I'm guessing, put guys like that into tight end type of plays, right? You can take a David Nelson because of his size and I think relative strength, although he's not an overpowering athlete, but I think he's a strong enough guy, and I'm going to presume while he's recovering from this knee injury that he's able to do a fair amount of work with Brad Roll to just develop himself physically and could be strong enough to handle some of those tight end routes as well.
Well, again, we're watching the model being established in New England and then also with Sean Payton and Jimmy Graham down in New Orleans. Not only could you utilize the tight end routes, especially the red zone and that third and 3-5 range, but you can also take it a step further, and you're seeing the creative teams, the vertical teams, use, especially in the red zone, use the tight end in wide receiver positions where you can really get a mismatch. You can really get that guy isolated on one side of the field with just maybe one strong safety or one weak safety lined up head up against a tight end going the other way and going to play the wide receiver position. So either way, it sometimes will put duress on the defensive matchups.
Bernie Kosar joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, as we shift over to the defensive side of the ball, you know, an interesting thing I think has evolved through this offseason, and that is, and people I think have looked at it with a certain amount of surprise, which I guess makes sense because Jabal Sheard, from defensive end to outside linebacker, is undergoing a pretty big transition. That's not a small thing to do, and he's doing it at least against air and in these workouts in a way that is impressing a whole lot of people on both sides of the ball. I mean, you're hearing it from, you know, people who are on the outside watching, either reporters and so forth, just standing out at practices and have watched those workouts and seen the way he moves. But then it's the comments that you hear from coaches, starting with Brian Baker, the outside linebackers coach. But I'm also hearing it from the offensive side of the ball, how impressed that group is with how Sheard is moving and what he's doing. And it just seems like putting him in this position where he's standing up almost seems more natural than when he was a defensive lineman, which, of course, was his position coming out of Pitt as well. And that's where he had lined up for the past two seasons with the Browns.
Well, from a player, an old player perspective, and no disrespect to the media, but from a player, old player perspective to a current player perspective, you definitely like having your coaches offensively and defensively being the ones that are complimenting you and seeing that you're able to do the job. You know, we've talked a lot about this in the offseason with Ray Horton's defensive scheme. This isn't going to be a tentative sit back, play a little zone 75% of the time. You're talking about a defensive scheme that I think led the league on blitzing last year. So, yeah, he's going to be up more in an outside backer position on first and second down. Still probably have his hand in the dirt on third down. But this is something where he's doing something that he's been doing his whole life, and it's rushing the quarterback. And albeit going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and he'll be dropping some in zone, still the number one premise of this defense and being at the Jabal Sheard is to get after the quarterback, to rush the quarterback, to get pressure, to get sacks. And I don't think that responsibility has changed much from last year to this year.
I think another factor in this is something that was really lacking for Jabal Sheard these past two seasons as a defensive end, and that is another rushing force, pass rushing force, to really take away some blocking attention from him. So when he's lining up there now and Paul Kruger's on the other side, you know, that would be one thing to certainly trigger that. And I think just the thought that Barkevious Mingo is going to be in the mix and rushing the passer, that you've got Quentin Groves also as part of this group, and the various combinations of personnel that Ray Horton and this defensive scheme are able to put out there, I think also influence the way blockers have to deal with Sheard now as well. There's far less of that sense of, well, if you take him away, you've taken away essentially the teeth of the Browns' pass rush. That's no longer the case.
Well, Vic, that's a great point. To be able just to isolate on Jabal now, like at times teams did last year, is going to be increasingly more challenging with, just like you just point out, with the multiple personnel groups, the different guys, and there's better pass rushers spread out across the board now, where our defense is going to be able to create duress in more than one point or more than one situation. So offenses are going to need to play it a little more across the board and not be able to gamble and just take a guy or two out, because one of the staples, again, of the Ray Horton, Dick LeBeau type of system, and I tend to be in different spots in different personnel groups over different down and distances, so it makes it that much more challenging to lock in on any one particular guy in any one set.
Right. And Bernie, we've talked from time to time on this show, but let's cover this at least, because it's been a fairly prominent story. You know, the individuals involved, especially one individual involved, Bill Belichick, but the New England Patriots deciding to add Tim Tebow to their roster. From the standpoint of what Tebow is not as a quarterback, not a passer, not a guy who really looks like he could have any kind of a sustainable quarterbacking career in this league, where else could this make sense? And does it make sense that you think of this guy maybe as a potential? You brought up the tight end situation there and how well the Patriots have utilized it. They've also got a challenge because Rob Gronkowski is undergoing more back surgery. Aaron Hernandez has had trouble staying healthy. Could you see a future in Tebow as a tight end or something other than quarterback for the Pats?
Well, here's what I think happened with that situation. If you really look at the New England Patriots, the only way they probably don't stand a chance to win is if Tom Brady gets hurt. That takes away most of their consistency and their leader, their playmaker of the team. I don't skew much as a tight end. I watched them run some routes with the Jets over the last year or so, and he just doesn't have that natural fluidness in and out of his breaks, things of that nature. I really think he's here to be the third quarterback. And if, God forbid, something happens to Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, all bets are off what they're going to try to do offensively. And then in the short run of a few games, which hopefully that would be all that a guy like Tom Brady is out, you could be creative. You could throw opportunities. You could do different things. Although I agree with you, Tim Tebow hasn't showed maybe the ability to consistently over multiple years, over 16-game schedules, be that consistent leader in quarterbacking a given team. He has showed an incredible resourcefulness to pull out games and to pull out wins. And if something happens to Tom Brady, all I think New England's going to try to be doing is figure out any way they can to pull out wins. And I think that's kind of the insurance policy that I think Tim Tebow brings to the Patriots.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that whole thing kind of plays itself out. It'll be one of the more curious situations, I think, in this league. Bernie, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again soon, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, he is Bernie Kosar. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
Man, y'all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down south. Got it.
They can't. They won't. They never will.
Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Got it. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
Bruce Hooley for Golf Tech. If you're looking to take your game to that next level this summer, there's no better place to go. Golf Tech has helped thousands of players post career best rounds, and their certified pros are ready to help you do the same. Head into one of their four Northeast Ohio locations right now for a 60-minute swing evaluation. They'll diagnose your swing like they did mine and set a game plan for improvement that works. Located east-west Canton and now in Brecksville, or golftech.com. Golf Tech, G-O-L-F-T-E-C. A proven path for proven results.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Does fuel economy give you a little thrill you don't admit to? Ever banned food consumption in your vehicle? Anonymous door dings make you feel mankind really isn't so advanced? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Yes, an occasional tingle of excitement is natural, given your 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid has best-in-class city fuel economy with an EPA-estimated 45 city miles per gallon. The equally compelling cabin, dressed in premium leather-trimmed seats, does oblige you to keep food and drink in its place. And that doubt about your fellow man? Your favorite music playing through the available THX2 certified audio system confirms there is still much to be said for the human spirit.
The final days of the Lincoln sales event are here. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the all-new 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. EPA estimated rating of 45 city, 45 highway, 45 combined MPG. Actual mileage will vary. Class is luxury midsize sedans. THX is a trademark of THX Limited. All rights reserved.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dennis hits me with this one from Facebook. He says, you know, it has been on my mind that we have so many young players with more money than ever living a lifestyle that puts football second to it. I hope Jim Brown can make a difference. This is a good tweet. Good post, I should say. I said Facebook. Good post by Dennis. Good thought. Because it does get to the core of why you want to have a voice of experience, reason, and you hope just some sense of guidance available. It doesn't mean that players are going to listen and heed everything they hear from Jim Brown or anyone else, any other older person. It's not even about an age thing. It's not the fact that he is 77, as well as being the iconic person that he is in the game. And his role is designed for him to have these kind of discussions. I sat in on a rookie session the other day that Aaron Shea, who is heads up the player programs for the Browns, the outreach for the Browns, and with the players, and he's a former Browns tight end, as most of you probably know, where he brought in various people to talk with players, give them a sense of what they're part of, the history of the Browns, the media aspect, you know, having a Jim Donovan talk about it from the standpoint of the play-by-play announcer, Doug Deacon, talk as a former Browns player and an analyst, but giving players a sense, the new players a sense of what they're a part of. And, you know, looking at that audience, again, it's just an audience of the Browns rookies, not the biggest audience. They seem mostly attentive and mostly into it. But that's a group setting. This is the kind of thing, Dennis, you're hitting upon. Is these are the one-on-one sessions, and not just with rookies, but especially I think with the players who have more wealth than the typical rookie does coming in, frankly, because those are the guys that are dealing with the least amount of money for the most part outside of that first round, and there is no second rounder in this particular class, so you're the conversation, the lifestyle, now the way you categorize the lifestyle that puts football second to everything else, in a blanket statement, I guess I want to say there's a great chance for that. I don't think it's always true, regardless of whether you have someone to talk sense into the person. If the player is inclined to take that approach once he has money, and a lot of it, he's a guy you don't want on your team anyway. But if he's on your team, you've probably already had those risks, and a conversation with Jim Brown or anyone else isn't going to change it that much. Jim from Facebook says, Ray Horton, you tore the defense down. Now you have to produce. Prove to me your defense can stop the run and prevent long plays. What are you going to do with all those defensive linemen? All of them have talent and prove they can play in this league with the exception of the rooks. Well, I think, yeah, he did tear it down. He does have a lot to prove. There is a lot at stake with installing a new scheme. But I think run stopping can be an element of it, Jim, and I think it's the underestimated part of this. The plethora of talent that is there on the D-line. And I'm not saying these are great players. These are Pro Bowlers. There's some good ones. But there's talent enough to be utilized. It's how he lines them up in those multiple formations. It's how he maximizes their production. And more than anything, puts them in position to do what they need to do to help open things up for what this defense, what the signature of this defense is, and that's perimeter pressure. So all of that kind of stems from there. All right. We want to thank Rob Chudzinski for being on the show and Bernie Kosar for his contributions here today. We appreciate that. We want to thank Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows. Want to thank Drew Davidson, Andrew Boatner, Sal LaFada. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. 3Deep follows this show, so stick around for that, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.